A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 4th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about press freedom in Zimbabwe. And of course, we will also discuss a bit about the statement issued by the central bank chief that Zimbabwe will be introducing the so-called bond notes.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about press freedom in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe yesterday joined the rest of the world in commemorating World Press Freedom Day amid concerns that the government has not scrapped media laws like the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, or AIPA, the Public Order and Security Act, and the Broadcasting Services Act, which are widely regarded as impeding media freedom in the country.
And today, the media was called upon to embrace a new technology in order to survive. These are some of the sentiments that came out during the 5th annual Bonwo Chakaoza Memorial Lecture at the Holiday Inn in Harare as a part of the World Press Freedom Day commemorations.
What are your views on these issues? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalofoje.
Onguka Gibson asitira kuti tinge tichitaura nekutarisa nezve mashandiro anoita vatori venhau munyika. Mutora kunzwa kubva kune vanhu kuti munoona here vashandi ve vanotora nhau vachishanda vakasununguka. Tinomboona dzimwe nguva vanombopota vachisungwa-sungwa nemapurisa mukuita basa ravo. Uye toda kunzwawo kuti muri kufarawo here imi nenhau dzamuri kuwana kungava kubva kuStudio 7, kuZBC, kunana Herald, kunana Daily News, kunana Newsday, Zimbabwe Independent, nemamwe mapepa ose ari munyika. Muri kufara here nenhau dzamuri kukwanisa kunge muchiwana kubva ikoko. Uye tichati bate zvishoma tichienda ipapo tichangoibvura-bvura nyaya yataurwa iyo na governor weRBZ Dr. John Mangudya vati ivo Zimbabwe ichatanga kuparura munguva pfupi inotevera ari kunzi mabond notes anenge aine 5 ne 10 ne $20 kuti muri kuzvitambirawo sei imi vateereri kepi.
Yevambe zuruka ndava linganichona njani kona ngapoke ngemakaya tinangapa siyaphila sivile kwamakama ye esikhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje. Kona kukuti kambe likubona njani ukwethulwa kwembiko eZimbabwe esingathi ke ipress freedom. Kambe liyenelisa yini ukuthi lithole indaba elizifunayo kube lizenzele lani likufunayo khona ngapho. Sike sazwa kuthiwa ke ku-social media uhulumende uyakhuluma lapho uthe ngxenye ufuna ukuthi kukhangelwe kakhulu ukuthi abantu bathumezane ku-Facebook kumbe bathumezane kokunye okunjalo nje. Ye, sizaphinda futhi sibambe udaba olungani lomqoka futhi lolu ludaba lwama-point notes oso kutwa siyangeniswa kona phezi Zimbabwe. Lokhu kutwa kwenziwa ngoba akusela mali. So ke uGovernor weReserve Bank uJohn Mangosha uthi ke imali ezangeniswa le yama bond notes iyangeniswa ngesikhatshana nje esifitshane kodwa iyabuya noma kanjani ngokutsho kwakhe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi nina likubona njani kwakhe lokho. blessing at strong point.
Of course, according to the central bank chief, in his address to the media this afternoon, he said that some new measures that the government will introduce in order to ease the cash crisis is to include the conversion of foreign exchange receipts into rands and euros, which will spread the use of other currencies. So what this means, Gibbs, according to my research, is that if you send $100, I think 40% will be in rands. You'll be issued out in rands, and the other 60% will be in US dollars. And of course, the central bank said in future you will introduce the $2, $5, $10, and $20 Zimbabwe bond notes backed by a US $200 million dollar facility. Of course, we want to hear what you think about this development, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo sibili zulu kandaba. Nga kuti sikhuluma ke ngodaba lolu. Kwenye ngazani ke ama bond notes ona lawa. Akwazi ukuthi akangeniswa nini kodwa azangena kuphela. Yeah, sikhuluma nje siyakhumbula dala ye blessing. Wawula ama bearers checks, eh? Trillions and trillions kodwa kwakuyi dollar. Nga sikufaka kuhle. Kodwa ke nga sikhuluma nge press freedom kambe imbiko lina lipata njani kona ngapha eZimbabwe. Ngena nikuhlelo sizwe zulu kandaba. Yeah, inombolo 001-202-619-2077.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. That is Mr. Barnabas Tonjana, publisher, The Observer, a veteran journalist. Mr. Tonjana, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Now, Mr. Tonjana, tell us a bit about press freedom in Zimbabwe. How free are you to actually practice journalism in that country?
The journalists in Zimbabwe, I don't know whether one can say you are very safe or you are under threat, because anything can happen anytime. So it's like sleeping with one eye open, because you don't know which law you might have, you know, let me say, aggrieved as you operate, because there's a plethora of laws which work against the operations of journalists. So you actually operate with one eye open, because you don't know what you can be charged with at any given point in time.
There was hope that the new constitution was going to resolve some of the issues. Any changes that you are noting?
The new constitution, what we were really hoping for is that it would have brought in the alignment of a lot of laws which worked against the media. And would have had those laws aligned to the new constitution. But that has not happened. And whilst the new constitution recognizes that the freedom of expression, and that journalists are a recognized profession who are supposed to work freely, the situation on the ground is totally different.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tonjana. Please do stay on the line. And I think we are being joined by Mr. Nhlahla Ngwenya for Mr. Zimbabwe. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, tell us briefly about the Bonio Chakaoza commemoration, the fifth one this year. How did it go?
Well, it went on fine. It went on well. There was good attendance, as well as good delivery by the guest speaker, Dumisani Muleya, who himself is quite an experienced media practitioner and obviously understands the situation that confronts the media in this country. So it was an excellent event where we really had to take stock of the opportunities and the challenges ahead.
Of course, this is World Press Freedom Day that is being commemorated. Of course, it was yesterday. Are you going to make follow-ups? Because, you know, sometimes concerns are that, you know, when it's a World Press Freedom Day, you come up with all these resolutions that are not followed up. What are you doing to follow up on some of the issues that you noted as Mr. Zimbabwe?
I think for us, really, as Mr. Zimbabwe, the World Press Freedom Day always finds us in the trenches. It's not the other way around. Mm-hmm. It is a day where we actually bring quite a bigger community in our struggle for media freedom. So I wouldn't say it's just a simple ritual that we just get ourselves engaged in and we forget. It is actually a day that finds us. So definitely we will continue as we were. We will continue to engage. We will continue to pursue all other means that are available to us to ensure that we influence the media reforms that we want.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, let's get back to you, Mr. Tony Dlana. Now, when you look at some of the issues that Zimbabweans speak about every time, you know, something like AIPA versus self-censorship, you know, which one can we say really is actually striking journalism there?
All of them. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can say this law is better than the other. Because we have AIPA, we have the Official Secrets Act, we have the Broadcasting Services Act, we have the Censorship and Entertainment Controls Act, and then we have the Criminal Law and Codification Act. All of them are working against journalists. So you can't pick one to say this one is better than this other one, you know, whereas the impact on journalists is the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at issues like self-censorship, you know, is a disease actually in journalism that maybe could be worse than some of the laws, right?
You said the Censorship and Entertainment Controls Act is...
Self-censorship. If you just pretend as if you don't want to write something, you sometimes censor yourself, right? So is that not as bad as the laws?
What we are noticing is that self-censorship is creeping into the newsroom because, whereas in the past people could write, knowing that the impact of what you have written would not be so dire. Today, the crop of journalists we have are now very afraid. Because you know that there's a plethora of laws which are working against you, and then you say to yourself, "What is the point of writing this kind of story when I might end up, you know, spending days in a police cell, or even worse?" So self-censorship has actually crept into the profession.
And Mr. Tondlana, you report on business news as well. We also want to just talk also briefly about this statement by Dr. John Mangujga that the government will in future introduce $2, $5, $10 and $20 Zimbabwe bond coins backed by a $200 million facility. What is your take on this?
I think that would be the worst mistake that the Reserve Bank would ever do because Zimbabweans have not forgotten the kind of crisis we went through from 2005 to 2008, 2009, thereabouts, the kind of difficulties we went through, the empty shops, the changing currency, the value of the Zimbabwe dollar every day. Because what government is really doing, what the Reserve Bank is...
Oh, unfortunately, we got cut off there. We hope I will be able to get back Mr. Tondlana or Boss Buns, as we used Boss to call Buns. Him back then in the newsroom. Tina Mkoma Lloyd, regaiti mbwende kwa tereri. Makati Mkoma Lloyd. Mkoma Lloyd.
Yes, makati niko.
Ai watiripoti peo fungwa zenyu na asti kutaura nezwe... maburitsirwo ari kuitwa nawo muri kufara nawo here uye zvataurwawo navamangudya zvekuti vari kuda kuti vaunza ari kunzi mabond notes ma $5 $10 ne $20
inini hangu ndichiona pamaonero ezviri kuitika kana uchinga uchida kuunza mamwe mabond coins zvinoratidza kuti nyika pachezo haya haisiki chaende pasakwe namberi kuti igone kubatsira vanhu pamararamiro atiri kuita. Zvakungoratidza kuti hurumende iri kuda kuedza kutsekitudza kuno kutsvaga mamwe mararamiro mukati mevanhu, asi iye pachezva yakundikana kuti ibude pachena kuti iye yakundikana yonyara, nokuti paivo vechizvikurudzira vanoti ivo vanogona kutungamirire vanhu, asi pachokwadi chiri pachena ndechekuti havasi kuchakwanisa kutungamirire vanhu. Ndavape vanogona kutungamirira nyika kuti nyika ione kusungiri kuenda pamberi. Saka papoindi yekuwedzera kuunza mabhondi kuenza hazvina zvinobatsira, nokuti nyika yatorwadziwa nechekare.
Aya akunzi manotes manje kwete macoins manje mukoma Lloyd.
Hongu manotes zvakangofanana nokuti manotes kuwedzera black market kuti ienderere pamberi, nokuti pachezva zvitiri kushandisa maus dollars atiri kushandisa muno muzimbabwe, nyika haisi kukwanisa kusimuka nokuda kwekuti corruption ndo iri kubata pakati pevanhu. Dai vaigadzisa chinhu chinonzi corruption muzanu pf, ndokuti nyika igona kuti kusungira kuenda kumberi, asi nokuda kwekuti havasi kuda kubudisa chinhu chinonzi corruption vari kuramba vakatsikirira vachida kurarama ndevanhu. Makaiwana kupi iye vangaiwana kupi hurumende ingarama kubva muvanhu vairi kutungamirira? Hazvigoni kuita zvinhu zvakadaro.
Ngatimbotarisei imwe nyaya yatiri kubata mukoma Lloyd yekuburiswa kwenhau. Muri kufara here nezvamuri kuverenga mumapepanhau nezvamuri kuonawo muzvivhitivhiti?
Nhau dzinotofadza bedzi ngezebepa riya rinenge richatsauda kubudisa chokwadi, asi kana dziri nhau dzinobudiswa nemamwe mapepa akafana neherald herald mapepa asikakwanisi kuti ataure chokwadi nokuda kwekuti vanenge vachitsigira party one, asi dai vaitarisa mapati ese zvazviri zvakanaka kuti vanyatso kutsanangudza chimiro chiri pakati penyika. Kwozoita pamabudisiro anoitwa nhau kwamuri zvinotipa kufadza, nokuti kana takatarisa chimiro chenyika tinonyatsa kuona kuti ndo panobva nhau nemusoro chokwadi hwakanyatsokwana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lloyd. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs Lloyd is saying that he is not happy with this issue of the introduction of the so-called bond notes. On the issue of the media, he says he does not like to read propaganda. He cited the Herald, saying newspapers must be balanced. And, you know, it's a cause for concern. Maybe before we go to the next caller, we can just bring in Mr. Ngwenya there.
Baba Ngwenya.
Yebo.
Ngasikhangela ke ukhona kudaba lokuthi kuhamba njani kwezemali, sizwa kuthiwa ke sokangeniswa ama point coins wona lawa. Kambe ukubona njani ama point notes? Ukubona njani khona kungamafichane?
Ngamafichane nzathi la sikuzwile lathi siphakathi kwehlelo lwethu lwe-World Press Freedom Day. Enza ukuthi ngamafichane ukuthi angingahlali phansi ngakukhangelisisa ngakuhlaziyisisa ukuthi kutshoni. Kodwa-ke kuyabangela ukwesaba ukuthi ngezinye indlela zokuletha iZimbabwe dollar. Uzothola ukuthi ingcazelo yakhona ayizange icace kahle ukuthi baza kwenza kanjani lokho ukuletha ama-bond notes. Kungasikho nje ukuthi sokuphenduka iZimbabwe dollar but icatshiswe ngemva kokuthiwa yi-bond note, ngoba singathi siyakhangela isimo se-economy amboni ukuthi iZimbabwe ilalo ilungelo lokuba lama-note wona lawo kuthiwa ngama-bond note ngendlela into ezimi ngayo. Yindlela nje yokuthi bezami ukuresponda to ukuswelakala kwemali okukhona lokhu emabhenki, ukuthi abantu at least ngabe siye ebhenki bathole something, but kubhekwa apho kuyini khonoko. So uzothola ukuthi ngendlela indlela ezincane nje ikuphenduka kwezimdola nje ngelinye igama.
Yes, akuzakakhulu. So what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is, you know, maybe Zimbabwe is bringing back the Zimbabwe dollar via the back door, you know. Right, sike siye kumnumzana Robson Mwale ukhonangale South. Baba Mwale, ngonjani?
Kunjani?
Hayi mbijana, kunjani South?
Akuyabanje.
Ye, ungathini ke first class esikhulume ngokwethula kwembiko eZimbabwe. Kambe wena ngokuzwa kwakho ubona zani nxa abantu bethola imbiko? Imbiko yangkhona yabe ihluzwe njani?
Imbiko yakhona ayijabulisi.
Kakhulu
amaphepha la sakhula siwafunda ochronic. Okumanje asisalithengi lelo phepha ngoba vele alisitsheli lutho. Ye, kungcono la amaphepha azimeleyo leli asisalithengi.
Ye, kodwa wena nxa usukhangele khonapho ubona ngazani ke emaphepheni lina lalifundi libambeni ku Facebook la ku WhatsApp lokunyoka izinto kunjalo uyakusebenza kuhle yini ungesabi
ya manje ngeke phela eZimbabwe ngisebenzisa ngesabi kodwa manje seZimbabwe angithi siyahlolisisa ukuthi yini into ikhuluma ku Facebook na kuma WhatsApp
Yeah, so on the media is saying that, some of the issues that are being given to the public are actually diluted. And he says when you are in Zimbabwe, even using Facebook is something like a challenge. You have to take care of what you are actually publishing on your own. So, guys, we are going to say, man, lapu bona njani kono kwa ma point notes.
Hey, kungizwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Yeah, lokho kungizwisa ubuhlungu ngoba sivele sikhaliswa yi-US dollar. Manje la ama-bond inkinga yawo kusho ukuthi ilizwe liyabuyela khona laphana endlaleni amashopu mpela azosale ngelalutho ngoba phela vele imali ethenga ukudla ngaphandle yona le ama-US dollar
so
bekungcono ukuthi bebisele irandi kule kufaka i-bond coin ama-bond note lawo
so when one and very easy baba dola siphenduka
hayi yaphenduka vele yindlela nje ukuyiletha nje bayiletha nje ngokuyicatshisa kodwa iyeza
ya siyakuzwa kakhulu ye kukhona ongakutshiyela ke umbiko ongakutshiyela uhulumende weZimbabwe
uhulumende kudala sizama yinto yaze yayenza sasabalala amazwe akatshelwa intando kayiphikiswa
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mwale ungadinwa lokusasa
hayi kulungile ba
ye ungadinwa kusasa ye so that was Mr. Mwale he's saying these bond notes are not good at all. He says, literally, this is the, Zimbabwe dollar. In any way.
Through the back door.
Yeah. No, he says not through. It is the Zimbabwe dollar.
For those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about press freedom in Zimbabwe and also the breaking news today, the statement from the Central Bank, Reserve Bank Chief, Dr. John Mangujuka saying that Zimbabwe will, in future, introduce bond notes. And of course, for the soccer lovers, there is a match currently underway between Real Madrid and Manchester City. That is the UEFA semi-finals. It's still nil-nil. We'll continue to update you. Let's go back to, I think we have Mr. Tondlana back. Mr. Tondlana? Yes, we were talking about the bond notes. You can go ahead.
Yes, the introduction of the bond notes is just a way for the Reserve Bank to mop up U.S. dollars out of the market. They did the same thing with bond coins. Backed by a $50 million loan from the African Development Bank. They put the bond coins on the market, mopped $50 million worth of U.S. dollars out of the market, and now they're bringing bond notes, and they'll mop $200 million out of the market, giving people worthless paper, which is a currency which is not convertible anywhere, which you can't use anywhere else other than within our borders. So it's just the return of the Zimbabwe dollar.
Now, Mr. Tondlana, I'll use the old name that we used to call you, right? Post Barnes, listen. So at the end of the day here, does Zimbabwe learn, does it learn from its mistakes or they're just doing this deliberately?
Okay, I didn't get you there. You said does Zimbabwe what?
Does Zimbabwe learn from its mistakes?
They don't learn. Absolutely, it looks like they don't learn. Because what it means is we have a shops who are buying commodities in U.S. dollars. Because remember, our industry is operating with 30% capacity. The manufacturing sector is as good as dead. Most of the products that we see in shops are imported from South Africa. The companies that are importing them from South Africa use the rand or they use the U.S. dollar. And then when you flood the market with bond notes, the shops will be flooded with bond notes, which they will need to convert into U.S. dollars for them to access goods for our shops. So when they can't access U.S. dollars on the market, it means they cannot buy products from South Africa. And it means our shops will run empty. So we are going exactly back to what we had during the 2007-2008 era, when shops were virtually empty of any commodities. And we were, what this teaches us is we just don't plan. It's time to cut off your nose to spite your face. You know, why they're doing that, nobody really knows.
Thank you so much. Let's go back to Nhlanhla. And Nhlanhla, what are you doing to engage the government about laws such as IPA and POSA that are still in use?
Before I answer that, I think you asked both fans one question, that does Zimbabwe learn? I think it would be, for me, in terms of my own analysis, I think it will be miscontextualizing the issue here if we think they are not learning. Why I say so, it's because we are actually divorcing the economic policy formulation in this country from the political, the bigger political question. They obviously understand the implications, but they are seeking temporal reprieves to confront the economic challenges that are quite severe. And we've seen that for the last 15 years. When there were problems, we had data checks which did not work. So anything that will give them an extra day in office is what they are pursuing. So the whole goal is political pursuit by any means necessary. So I don't think there is anything about economic daftiness and something like that, but it is everything around power retention by calming down anger and so forth by any other means. But going back to the question that you've asked, yes, in terms of IPA, I think you would know that we now have an acknowledgement from government that the law is needs some review. We now have an undertaking that the law will be reviewed together with the Broadcasting Services Act, and also parallel to that process will be an enactment of a law that will regulate content production in light of the impending digital migration and so forth. So there are undertakings, but I think the question to be asked really is, will these undertakings translate into something that is quite substantive? Will it translate into something that will be real and so on? And will there be consultative processes? We saw in yesterday's statement from the Minister of Information, which statement expressed the government's desire to bring stakeholders on board. We are yet to see if that will happen and if the invitation of stakeholders on board will translate into something meaningful, will translate into a reflection of the aspirations of stakeholders in, with regard to reforming the media. So these are some of the processes. But having learned, like you said, we have learned our lessons from the past, but sometimes these statements are merely made, they are just mere rhetoric. They are symbolic gestures that are just thrown about without any practical a solution accompanying them.
And back to you, Mr. Tonjana. Whatever happened to Impi?
Impi, we were actually supposed to hold a meeting with the Minister of Information to thrash out some of the resolutions that came out of the Impi report. And as editors of the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, we actually held a meeting to look at the Impi report in its totality and look at some of the issues raised and come up with a position on what we were going to do and how we were going to address some of the issues which were raised. But this meeting was supposed to have been held initially in
Mr. Tonjana, Mr. Tonjana,
to be held in March.
Mr. Tonjana, we just want to take a brief break. Please stay on the line, and also Mr. Ngwenya. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.